Let's have a chat to James Jordan, who could live out a dream. Could you imagine breeding and owning a Group 1 winner? That may well be the case over the next couple of weeks for James. Good to catch up, James. How are you?
I'm good. It'd be nice. I can't believe it yet, so we'll see what eventuates. But it's good to have it on the horizon nonetheless.
A Samurai Mind is a horse that we're talking about. He's only had the four starts, two impressive wins, and a gutsy second against the older horses in Adelaide on Saturday. How did the breeding caper start for you?
Well, it started a long time ago. I bought a mare. I was actually living in Darwin at the time, but I bought a mare from down here in Adelaide and sent her up there, and she ended up being quite a good mare, and took her down to moved to Melbourne shortly after, and she came down there with me, and she won a couple of open sprints at Caulfield. So I decided that she was close to the heart, I'd try and breed from her. So I started doing it back then. It was probably 10 years ago now. She had a few foals, and then unfortunately had a cancer in her pelvis and had to be put down. But that's how it started, and I sort of raced those foals and with a bit of success, and then bought a farm about 6 years ago in Adelaide when I moved back from Melbourne, and got some mares there, and that's how sort of the current venture started.
Gee, how many are you breeding a year?
I've got four mares at the moment, so I generally sort of rotate and try and breed three a year. That's what I've done the last couple of years. So three foals that I've just weaned this year, and three mares in foal at the moment.
Do you race them all, or do you sell a couple?
No, I race them all. I've tried to sell. Well, I say it right. I've sort of feel like unless you've got a proper commercial offering, it's probably not worth it, just with the costs to get a horse to a sale and the yearling preps and things like that. I just sort of feel like, I mean, if I had 100 horses, selling them to within my network's not an option. But with three or four foals, I've sort of had a lot of people over the journey that have asked me if they can get involved in horses. So I could probably happily sell, you know, half a dozen a year without having to try too hard. And I generally keep sort of 30% of all of them anyway. So that's always, people say to me, when should I get into a horse? When shouldn't I? I said, get into a horse with anyone who's prepared to lose more than you if it goes south. So I always keep 30%, and I'm selling sort of 5 and 10% shares. And I say to them, whatever you lose, I'll lose three or four times as much. So it's a bit easier to sell them that way.
That's a nice little way to get people involved, and no doubt good groups, good mates. You've got Gil McLaughlin involved in a Samurai Mind, so it must be nice to be having Gil. Do you feel the pressure? Because everything he touches turns to gold.
Yeah, well, not thankfully, but he hasn't touched any of these too much. but when I put the sort of bought the farm and bought a few mares, I sort of obviously, costs were escalating pretty quickly. It's very expensive, as I'm sure a lot of listeners understand, with the breeding. There's also the enjoyment aspect of it. I just feel like doing it all yourself is not as much enjoyment. So I did offer a few friends the chance to take sort of a share of everything. So they own all the mares, all the offspring, and Gil jumped at that chance. So he's actually got a share of all the mares I've got, all the foals I've got, all the racehorses. And so he's involved in everything, but he's good. He's obviously a smart guy, so any understands horses. He's got plenty of his own, so he's good to bounce things off. And he's sort of involved and obviously loves his racing, so he's keen. You don't want the owners that sort of do it and then you never hear from them. I sort of prefer people that are a bit more invested. So I've got Gil and a few others that are all pretty keen on it.
Well, you're a smart guy as well, because you're known as a very good form judge. So is it hard to look at a Samurai Mind without getting too much bias involved? Is he a genuine South Australian Derby chance?
I think he is. And I've sort of found over the journey, because I've priced a lot of my own horses and rated them, and I'm generally a little bit harsher on them, I think, than the market, which I sort of do deliberately, but then when I like them, I'm probably a little bit kinder, which I think it's sort of worked well in the past. Looking tipping or sort of backing my own horses, I reckon I'd go better backing my own than I would backing other people's. But I think he is a genuine chance. It's just hard to know because I mean, 2 months ago he was a maiden, he'd never had a start, so it's a pretty steep learning curve. I've never been a massive fan of horses that go to derbies in their first prep, more so in the spring. I think you see horses in the VRC Derby and they can sort of battle a little bit. I think doing it in the autumn in a Sydney or an Adelaide or a Queensland Derby. It was an explosive Jack come out and go quite well. Russian Camelot obviously won a Derby going back a while, and he sort of went on with it as an older horse. A lot of the SA Derby winners have gone to Hong Kong, so it's hard to sort of know exactly how they would go. But it's a tough ask, but I just feel like he's on the spot. He's been managed as well as he can. We gave him 10 days off after the Adelaide Guineas. He came back to the farm for 10 days and he went back in and we went to a soft 15.50 for him, which was a very slow tempo. He then went to hit, needed one hard run to get to a Derby, and that was the run he had on Saturday. It was against the older horses. I mean, he sort of ran past a lot of horses that have won four or five races in town that are really seasoned, tough horses, not blessed with a stack of ability, but just tough horses. And he beat all bar one of them. At the time, I was thinking I would have liked to see him win by length. But he was on the inner track. I think the outer track will suit him. He did a little bit too much in the first 300 of the race. A little change to the gear in the Derby, so I think he'll settle a bit better. And look, he's not going to be a $6 pop, but I think he's in a $1 million race. I think he's going to be an outside chance. I'd imagine, without seeing the field, he'd be sort of, you know, $18 to $26, something like that. So he's a live chance, albeit not one of the favourites.
It'll be interesting to see what the depth is of these races, because we see on Saturday, James, and you're a proud South Australian, how good is it, the increase to $1 million? We're going to see one of the best Robert Sangsters we've ever seen. We've got Gay Waterhouse, Adrian Bott, the big trainers, J-Mac, Jamie Carr. It's been a real boost for South Australia's feature races.
It has, and it's not that surprising, really. I mean, you put $1 million on offer twice on Saturday, and they're going to come. So it's great that they're doing that. It'll be this free entry as well on the day, which would be good. So hopefully we get a big crowd, and they get to see, you know, James McDonald for the first time ever in South Australia. But on the other side of the coin, you sort of look through the nominations, and you think, oh, I'd love to see a couple of SA horses. Obviously, the Sanks is not going to be an option, and you look at the Australasian Oaks, it's pretty light on as well. So it's you'd love to see a couple of locals with live chances. So I'm hoping, at least not just for my sake, but for the state's sake, hopefully Sammy O'Mine can run well. But these races are going to be rippers on Saturday.
There's no doubt about it. We haven't got the final field, so you probably haven't had a look at that. But is a horse like Estrella, you think off the top of your head, probably going to be the one to beat in the Sankster?
Yeah, I haven't. So I obviously spring strapped for time. I don't tend to look at things unless I absolutely have to. But I know the horses that have run in Adelaide going into that race, of them, Benedetta was is clearly the best of them. I think Climbing Star was solid as well. I'm surprised Stretton Angel's $8. I think it's the form out of the race it comes out of is poor, and I thought it was disappointing. I thought I had to win that by probably a length on the run it had. So I'd be happy to pot Stretton Angel at $8. I think it's $8 and Climbing Star's $15. I'd be surprised if they don't finish the other way around. But Estrella, obviously, it's got the great profile, good trainer. Three on the bounce. It's going to get him with 54.5. You know, it's going to be hard to beat. But I thought Benedetta was pretty solid in the lead-up as well. And I Am Me obviously trialled well recently too. So I have to respect you, but it's a really good race.
Hey, James, good to catch up. We'll follow your story in the week preceding the Derby, because it's a great one. There's actually an SMS from a listener saying, let James know I was a part owner of the dam of your horse. So part owner of, who was it?
MoFem.
MoFem, that's it. There you go. So we've got a listener.
Yeah, so she was a Dalziel Higgins racing horse that Stokes had. And I obviously had the racing.com stuff. I was on track for 5 or 6 years, and I'd look at a lot of horses. And when I'd look at her parade, I thought, this is an absolute ripper. And she's a big mare, 17 hands. I thought, this is going to throw a really nice horse. She had not much of a pedigree. But when she injured herself after 7 starts, I said to my wife, for the first and only time, I'm going to buy this horse, and I don't care how much it goes for. Normally, I set at $5,000 or $6,000 or $12,000, whatever it's worth, and that's it. I said, she's not going to get for $100,000, don't get me wrong, but I think she was probably a $10,000 or $11,000 horse. I ended up getting it for $17,000, but I would have sort of happily gone to $30,000 because I was just confident that she was going to throw a very nice horse, and Sammy Romine's the first one, so hopefully I'm right.
Gee, just let me know how you do that with your wife. It doesn't matter what it pays, I'm going to do it too, by the way.
Hey. I'm still in the shed, but the horse has worked out well.
Good on you, James. Good to catch up.
Thanks.
James Jordan joining us there.